Her watchful eyes followed the rapid movements across the bright, flickering monitor as each piece of the puzzle moved into its assigned location. Her subdued smile increased as each piece was transmitted. She knew that Q, on the other side, would have them captured and reassembled seconds after they arrived at their destination. This was the last of the updates for the communications interceptor routines. She always kept her word and honored her family responsibilities. Complex communications were her specialty, and her adaptations kept the family business ahead of the world governments. Even her day job of creating programs with the U.S. telecommunications leader was not at this level due to the bureaucracy they operated under. Over the years, she had tried to enlighten them, but it was a slow road of acceptance for them. This was her part-time outlet of creativity, which helped her maintain balance. Pulling her eyes away, she returned to her primary work screen, verifying that the recompiling of those programs was almost finished. The documentation for her departmental changes were already completed, with updates to her team members also issued. Her ability to compartmentalize the two efforts, both for good causes, spoke to her genius. She was slightly distracted by the vibration of her cell phone, which she retrieved from her pocket with the same efficient, fluid motion. "Hello, Julian here."
"Dobre vietor."
"English, please, father. Good evening to you, too."
"Of course, make it harder for me. Q is telling me you are sending the final versions as we speak."
"Yes, they are finished, father. I need to focus on the upcoming project for my work over the next few months, so requests need to go elsewhere."
"Why not quit that job and come home? I would like to spend some time with you as well as to know your son. How is he doing with his studies? Is he ready for our family now?"
"He is doing well and working hard. He is far more brilliant than any of us, but he knows nothing of the family business, as I've repeatedly told you. Not yet. I want him to have a chance to make his choices, rather than the family. My son, my choice. You promised me, father, and you have never broken a promise to me."
"Yes, you're right. We continue to watch out for you and him, but I want to know him before I die."
"You will. Next year, I will bring him over, and we will explain things to him together, just as we agreed. You will be so proud of him. I've only taught him to be the best, to be cautious, and to trust little in a world of bits and bytes. Keep in mind, he may choose not to be a part of the business. He is his own man."
"Speaking of careful, have you heard any more from the Sergei character? Or has he finally stopped trying to recruit you?"
"That prick. He has come around for several months. He doesn't think I can help him after the crap programs I provided to him. He actually called me here at work and told me I couldn't program my way out of a paper bag. I believe I threw him way off track. You are still monitoring his activities."
"Yes, of course we are, along with several others. He is up to something, we know. He will eventually defeat himself."
"Good, as it should be for garbage such as him. Is the rest of the family good? Any new marriages or births I need to know about?"
"No changes. We are all sad that none of your son's generation have fallen in love or found a way to make the next generation. And you, my darling girl, do you need anything? You know, I would gladly pay for your efforts on our behalf for these programs."
"I make a good living, father. I have never asked for family money. The efforts are out of love, as you well know, and the belief that you help make the world better. I need to finish up here and get home to my son. Dobre noc, father."
"Dobre noc, daughter. We will talk soon."
Julianne finished wrapping up her efforts and closed down her work machine and her laptop. The laptop she stored in her briefcase, as it was always kept within reach. Turning off the lights as she stepped out and locked her office door, she wasn't surprised to see the others had already left. Putting on her jacket, she took the elevator to the lobby and smiled as she thought of getting home and having the weekend to relax.